This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A 49-year-old man arrested with a loaded gun outside a Trump rally in California has been released on bail.
He was eventually booked into jail on those charges, and eventually he was released. He will have to further his court case in the future.
Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says the man was a member of a far-right fringe group that doesn't recognize federal government. Sources say the Secret Service believes it is unlikely he was targeting Trump since he was a major Trump supporter. An Israeli airstrike on a hospital courtyard in Gaza has left four people dead and triggered a fire that swept through a tent camp that had been set up for those who had been displaced from their homes. Dozens were severely burned. The Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics awarded to a trio of economists who delved into the differences in prosperity between nations and researched more about why some countries fail and others succeed. This is ABC News. Police are still piecing together clues after a deadly home invasion outside Detroit. Here's ABC's Perry Russell with details.
Or DTE.
A suspect is on the run and another is in custody after police say the pair was caught on camera in a deadly brazen home invasion.
We're checking for gas leaks.
Surveillance video shows them posing as utility workers to get inside Hussein Murray's home in Rochester Hills, Michigan, an upscale neighborhood north of Detroit, before allegedly brutally killing him in his basement.
And one suspect arrested was caught in Louisiana. The victim was the owner of a jewelry store. Police are still trying to figure out if anything was stolen. Cases of whooping cough surging across the country. The CDC now says there are four times as many cases nationwide as last year. Experts think the spike is being caused by vaccinations missed during the pandemic. And for the first time since 1960, both Army and Navy football teams are ranked in the AP Top 25. The teams are a combined 11-0 so far this season. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Foxconn is expanding, but in Mexico, not Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The company has announced plans to expand its Guadalajara factory, aiming to create a massive chip manufacturing operation. The tech giant already employs 30,000 people south of the border. The development comes as many in the area still remember promises made by the company to bring thousands of jobs to Racine County. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Two workers in Milwaukee are going to be okay after the scaffolding they were on partially collapsed Thursday afternoon. It happened while they were restoring the Milwaukee County Courthouse facade. Rescuers got them safely to the roof. Investigators are looking into why the scaffolding gave way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers with a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay opened with a run game, but Matt LaFleur says he let Jordan Love call some of the plays.
Line up, no huddle. We have a lot less moving parts. You know, allow Jordan the freedom to check to what he wants to, and he does a great job with that, and it sounds like I'm in his ear telling him what to call. He does a really good job with that.
The Cardinals plagued with injuries and 13 penalties for 100 yards. Head coach Jonathan Gannon.
Got to be pretty good by good football team, but you know, lost a takeaway battle 3-1, hard way to go, a lot of penalties.
Green Bay now 4-2. The Wisconsin Badgers over Rutgers 42-7 over the weekend. Badgers running back Tawie Walker rushed for 198 yards and three touchdowns. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Really impressive. He just continues to go and battle and work, and if we can continue this, it seems going to be tough.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. Our high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers will end with a low in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
98Q Country.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. I said, hey, pretty lady,
nine, she's a ten, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your fiddling beat, you beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an eight, she's a nine, she's a ten, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Remember. Jason Aldean.
Luke Combs.
Morgan Wallen.
All day long.
98Q Country.
I saw a truck backing out of your drive. You were sitting in the passenger side, messing with the radio. You had your sunglasses on. I pulled over 'cause I couldn't believe 2 weeks ago that was you and me riding down these old back roads, singing our song. Pour me a drink.
train. Bourbon brown eyes trying to get me drunk. Ain't stopping till the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz. I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink.
At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I brought flowers to your door last night. I done you wrong and I wanna make it right. If I had 2 dozen roses and an open bottle of wine, if I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind? If I could cry a little harder and get a little less sleep at night, if I had. Change your mind.
Country.
Drive to work across Flint River Bridge, 100 yards from the spot where me and Grandpa fished. There's a piece of his old fruit stand on the side of Sawmill Road. He'd be there peeling peaches if it was 20 years ago. And what I wouldn't give to ride around in that old truck with him. If heaven wasn't so far away, I'd pack up the kids and go for the day. Introduce them to their grandpa, watch them laugh at the way he talked. Find my long lost cousin John, the one we left back in Vietnam. Show him a picture of his daughter now, she's a doctor and he'd be proud. Tell him we'd be back in a couple of days. In the rearview mirror, we'd all watch him wave. Yeah, losing them wouldn't be so hard to take if heaven wasn't so far away. Three of those girls we lost from
from the class of 99, and I'd find my bird dog Bo and take him hunting one more time. Ask Hank why he took those pills back in 53. And Janice sang the second verse of Me and Bobby McGee. Sit on a cloud and visit for a while. It'd do me good just to see them smile. If heaven wasn't so far away, I'd pack up the kids and go for the day. Introduce them to their grandpa. Watch them laugh at the way he talked. Find my long lost cousin John, the one we left back in Vietnam. Show him a picture of his daughter now. She's a doctor and he'd be proud. Tell him we'd be back in a couple of days. In the rearview mirror, we'd all watch him wave. Yeah, losing them wouldn't be so hard to take. If heaven wasn't so far, if heaven wasn't so far, if heaven wasn't so far away, so far away, so far away.
98Q with Justin Moore. If heaven wasn't so far away, good Monday morning to you. 37 is our temp, and we're going to get a feel of winter here today with 42 is all for our high temp here in Park Falls. Pretty much the same thing tomorrow, but things will warm up. We'll see temperatures in the mid, maybe upper 60s as we get later in the week. So we're not done with the warm weather yet. In fact, we're in for about a five-day stretch. Wednesday, say Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, where temperatures will be in the 60s. Each one of those days. Rain chances are still with us today, a 70% chance of some rain showers here throughout the day. We'll let the Civic Meteorology crew handle the rest of the details on that coming up with an update in just a little bit. We'll talk a little weekend stuff. Packers TCB taking care of business. They put a thumping on a team that they really should put a thumping on, and their defense was really good. And their offense made some big plays. And that's a big win. I don't want to label it as a big win, but it would have been a big loss. So I guess if something would have been a big loss and then you win, I would label it as a big win then, right? So every win's a big win in the National Football League. Packers are right there sitting at 4-2. 4-2. Look at this, NFC Norris division. Vikings 5-0. Lions 4-1, Packers and Bears both at 4-2. All those teams right there in the wild card hunt already. I know we're not even halfway through the season, but they all look like they'll probably be there. They'll beat up on each other a little bit, of course, playing each other twice. Vikings have the Lions right away next week. Packers are going to give them a handy-dandy pack. We'll talk a little more Packers a little bit later on here this morning. Packers with the win yesterday. Mike McCarthy is still coach of the Cowboys this morning. They got a thumping put on them again at home. Second time this year they've been blown out at home by the Lions yesterday. More on that. We'll chat about it here. We'll get you a keyword and hopefully get you qualified for our backyard barbecue. If you weren't able to do so last week, we'll get you the keyword here for this Monday to get you in for our big drawing, which is 2 weeks from Wednesday, October 30th, we're going to get together at the Lanes, and someone's going to win a free backyard barbecue to be used at the time and date of your discretion, and you're going to get a free grill, too, free gas grill, courtesy of the folks at the Lanes and Northern Lights Inn. So stay tuned. Qualifying begins after 7. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports, so let's get that for you right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A 49-year-old man arrested with a loaded gun outside a Trump rally in California has been released on bail.
He was eventually booked into jail on those charges, and eventually he was released. He will have to further his court case in the future.
Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says the man was a member of a far-right fringe group that doesn't recognize federal government. Sources say the Secret Service believes it is unlikely he was targeting Trump since he was a major Trump supporter. An Israeli airstrike on a hospital courtyard in Gaza has left four people dead and triggered a fire that swept through a tent camp that had been set up for those who had been displaced from their homes. Dozens were severely burned. The Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics awarded to a trio of economists who delved into the differences in prosperity between nations and researched more about why some countries fail and others succeed. This is ABC News.
Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Foxconn is expanding, but in Mexico, not Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The company has announced plans to expand its Guadalajara factory, aiming to create a massive chip manufacturing operation. The tech giant already employs 30,000 people south of the border. The development comes as many in the area still remember promises made by the company to bring thousands of jobs to Racine County. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Two workers in Milwaukee are going to be okay after the scaffolding they were on partially collapsed Thursday afternoon. It happened while they were restoring the Milwaukee County Courthouse facade. Rescuers got them safely to the roof. Investigators are looking into why the scaffolding gave way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermé, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. VFW Post 690 has partnered with the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center to have a showing of the documentary film Honoring the Air on October 23rd at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. with Q&A with the production team. This documentary is a story of inspiration, dedication, valor, and love, following the life of one soldier and those with whom he served while recognizing an entire generation. Captain Scott Alwyn served as a helicopter pilot during the Vietnam War with the 68th Assault Helicopter Company. He earned a record 136 Air Medals, Bronze Stars, Silver Star, Vietnam Republic Medals, and the Distinguished Flying Cross. But more important, he earned the respect of the men he served with and the love of a Vietnamese woman who became his wife. He was also a preacher's kid with 15 siblings and a dedication to make the world a better place. This will be taking place at the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center, which is just west of the city limits of Ashland, off of US Highway 2, October 23rd at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. I'm Austin Bermé, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
The Packers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers with a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay opened with a run game, but Matt LaFleur says he let Jordan Love call some of the plays.
Line up, no huddle. We have a lot less moving parts. You know, allow Jordan the freedom to check to what he wants to, and he does a great job with that, and it sounds like I'm in his ear telling him what to call. He does a really good job with that.
The Cardinals plagued with injuries and 13 penalties for 100 yards. Head coach Jonathan Gannon.
Got to be pretty good by good football team, but you know, lost a takeaway battle 3-1, hard way to go, a lot of penalties.
Green Bay now 4-2. The Wisconsin Badgers over Rutgers 42-7 over the weekend. Badgers running back Tawie Walker rushed for 198 yards and 3 touchdowns. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Really impressive. He just continues to go and battle and work, and if we can continue this, it seems going to be tough.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale, some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right. So they can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. If you can't make it down here, our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com. Fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1-month, 1,000-mile warranty. We got some nice inventory. They're looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right. Pete, Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. Our high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers will end with a low in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
98 Q Country.
Leave you.
girl, no good for you. You better get to getting on your goodbye shoe.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98 Q Country.
Imagine a dirt road full of potholes with a creek bank and some cane poles catching channel cat. I'm a little more country than that. Picture a small town with an old hound laying out front of the courthouse while the old men chew the fat. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. 'Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. Think of a Hank song from days gone with a steel rod that's so strong it sends chills up your back. I'm a little more country than that. If you want to break home in a school zone with the doors locked and alarms on, girl, you're way off track. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. 'Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. A little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that.
'98 Q Country.
Third string dreamer on a second place team, but I was hell on wheels with a full head of steam when coach put me in, and I'm still proud of that hit. I was the last resort to go to prom with the queen, thanks to an ex-boyfriend who broke her heart that week. No, I didn't give up, but I still felt like a king. And might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say I'm in the middle of the road, not much to show, underachieving average Joe, but I'm a hell of a lover, a damn good brother, and I wear this heart on my sleeve. And that might not mean much to you, but it does. I was the one phone call when my brother went to jail. Pawned my guitar just to pay his bail. No, I'll never get it back, but I'm okay with that. I was the first man standing next to my best friend. The love of his life said I'd do to him. I was a couple beers deep, but I still remembered that speech. And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say I'm in the middle of the road, not much to show.
granddaddy gave me, my mama's first Bible, daddy's Don Williams vinyl. That first fish catching's at cold 33. Well, that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say I'm in the middle of the road, not much to show. But it does to me. Oh, it does to me. Oh, man, it does to me.
That's a good one. Luke Combs, Eric Church, and Does to Me in 98Q Country. Hope you are well on a Monday, the 14th of October. I think we need to make at least some preparations emotionally, psychologically, physically, maybe, for winter. I think it's going to happen. Not this week. Well, today, tomorrow, I'm going to feel cool. I mean, temperature is going to struggle to get much past 45 today and tomorrow. But we're going to see some 60s on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Probably mid-60s each one of those days. Very nice. Very nice. Again, 42. I hope you saw a little bit of rain. 42 is our temp right now, so not going to warm up a whole lot from where we're at right now. I hope you saw some rain over the weekend. I think everybody got a little bit of something. Actually, 37, I apologize. 37 is our current temperature on our way to mid-40s. Everybody got a little something. I don't think anybody got a lot, did we? Like a genuine downpour, maybe some isolated areas of that. I think most of us just got a few sprinkles in there. I don't think it's gonna have a whole lot of effect. I think that high fire danger thing is probably gonna sneak back to us pretty quick here. So we'll get more on that weather to come in a little bit. We'll talk a little sports. Had high school football going on with Phillips. I believe that captured the conference championship, right, for him. Very nice for Coach Precor and the crew. So with their win over Hurley on Friday night, we will get those games archived for you a little bit later this morning, both the Shawamigan and Phillips football victories from the weekend. Let's get some words of wisdom to get this day going as we focus on the family.
Mom and Dad, have you ever used shock value to drive home an important life lesson to your child? I admit, I've done it myself, but I'm learning there's a better way. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I was once having a conversation with my son, Trent, about his grades. The problem wasn't that they were bad. It's that they were, well, just kind of okay. In other words, he wasn't giving his best. I told him I didn't think he was living up to his potential, but all I got was one of those teenage eye rolls I'm sure every parent has seen. And that's when I went for the kill. I said, "You don't want to end up digging ditches, do you?" I thought I had him by the throat. I could see the wheels turning in his mind. But he caught me off guard when he answered, "What's wrong with digging ditches?" Obviously, I wasn't trying to ridicule good old-fashioned hard work. And to my son's point, there is nothing wrong with digging ditches, unless, of course, there's another line of work you feel better suits you. We spent several minutes debating the merits of ditch digging before I was able to get us back on track to the bigger issue, living up to your potential. We both learned a valuable lesson that day. Trent learned that we all have gifts and potential we should be willing to work hard and explore. And I learned that encouragement and positive ideas are a much better way to motivate children forward than shock value. To help your kids thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Get winter already with a set of new tires from D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Purchase your tires today and receive free rotations for the life of the tires. Don't wait and ensure your safety on the road this winter at D&D Tire and Auto Center, your essential stop for worry-free fall color drives.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. PLAN to 200-300.
98 Q Country.
Back when that blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back then right now. Thank you.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another deadly weekend in the Middle East. Four Palestinians killed, dozens more severely burned in an Israeli airstrike at a Gaza hospital courtyard. People had set up tents there after being displaced from their homes. ABC's Christiane Cordero with more on another strike.
Israel says four of its soldiers were killed and more than 60 people were injured after a Hezbollah drone strike against an